Rex on the next generation of KGO. 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app, which you can download for your tablet or your smartphone now in the App Store for free. We KGO go wherever you go. All right, Barbascotto is, there we go again, Barbascotto. We're going to get it right, is my in-studio guest. And she's a relationship consultant and speaker and author of Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Never judge someone because they sin differently than you. I love that title.
Thank you for having me back, Drex.
Yeah. You know, and all three of us, Valerie included, we're all in lavender today. I don't know how that happened.
I think
happened.
We took our cue from Hillary
and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, we did. We must have did.
Yeah, they were doing blue. and you made the comment, Barb, that why is it that guys always talk about that? And wouldn't you know it, when I was watching the 5 on Fox before I left, I think Kimberly Guilfoyle was the first person to point out, didn't they have a clothing consultant?
No,
you know, didn't they consult each other what they were wearing
before
they walked
Kimberly
out?
Kimberly Guilfoyle doesn't know that not everybody has, like, they don't have hair and makeup and what do they call people? Stylists. Not everybody has that.
Yeah, exactly.
And pump up the boobs.
I know. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, Barb, it's wonderful to have you back.
It's so fun to be back. Thank you.
And we started out by teasing the perks of infidelity.
Oh,
that got Chip's attention, but it got the eye roll too.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, you're not going to see this one coming. Okay, here it is. Here's the perks of infidelity. It actually creates some pretty amazing people. Now, I want you to think about all the betrayers you've known in your life. They have to actually go out in the world and portray that they're amazing people. And once a betrayal has happened, that what they'll generally do is turn to the outward world to be the kindest, nicest, sweetest people. And they're whoever their spouse is or their replacement, whatever, same thing. And this came about when we were having a big group of us were kind of having a lunch, and we just started cracking up about it because the exes ended up to be like really amazing people out in the world. And there's a part of it that they have to, because they want to project to everybody else that, A, they weren't at fault, even though it was betrayal. They've got to prove that the other. And generally what happens is the target at home, the whoever's at home that didn't cheat.
The victim.
I don't say victim.
You don't say victim.
I don't say victim. What I say target. Target. I say target. They were targeted. And for a lot of reasons, because the targeting comes long before there's a setup for a victim. And the victim's actually chosen by the target. So that's a whole, we'll talk about that next.
Okay.
But usually the person at home, they have to come up with a good reason why they did what they did. And it kind of helps because there's been that myth, and I told you about that, I do not believe the person at home is the enabler. Because the person at home is doing everything they can to make the relationship work and be amazing. And a lot of these people go out, and they before they even actually do the split, they'll start to say, that their spouse is crazy, you don't know what's going on at home, and the spouse is a perfectly normal person. And the other one they use is that they're drunk, they're drinking, and you go out to parties, and the both couples are drinking like crazy, and then later he's saying, see how drunk she was? And so there's a buildup because they have to prove to the outer world that there's something wrong. But the other flip side is they have to prove to the outer world that there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. They are amazing people. So they become very, very nice, like really nice people. And so I said, you know, gals, we actually did these dudes a favor. You know, they're back. We fixed them. They're amazing out there. The thing is when that comes home and behind closed doors and the family life, they're not very nice people. That's when they do their devious acts and still misbehave and all that. But to the outer world, they're like really nice people.
And is that because they feel guilt or remorse?
They're worried about their image.
There's
no guilt or remorse. There's no guilt. It was like, okay, yes, I did what I did, and I've changed, and I'm a really nice person right now. Too bad they didn't get over it. But now I'm a really nice person. And so they're projecting in the outer world that they're really, really nice because they have to prove that they are.
They have to be super likable.
Yeah, they have to be super likable. And generally what they do is they immediately find a replacement. If they didn't have a replacement that split the relationship, but they have to find a replacement because it's so important to show that they're good at relationships. And there must be something wrong with you because you're still broken and not working it out.
Wow, that's some interesting psychology.
I know, is that stuff? Yes, I love that.
Oh my God, that's so twisted.
It is, it's twisted. Yeah, yeah. That's my dark side. I
know.
Love it.
Okay, so then what about the target? I mean, what if you are on the receiving end?
You're on the receiving end. The thing that you should do is get your act together, number one. Really figure out why you fell in love with this crazy person. I'm sorry, I usually cuss, so I almost went there. This crazy person, and figure out who you are in that and move forward. But find humor in it. This is one of the things that I'm finding interesting lately is I keep saying, can we find some humor in this? You know, because you can. There's aspects to their personalities that you can actually find humor in and play with it, you know, enjoy it a little bit. But the person at home has to realize it and take a shift, not be angry or resentful that this is all happening. Because it is hard because when they return to maybe do whatever they need to do in home, they might be not totally paying attention to the children. They may be believing that handing a credit card over is a parenting skill. There's a lot of things that they could be doing within the home, and it's frustrating you. But you need to just keep solid and understand what you're dealing with.
And get out. Or not.
Some don't. But, you know, they don't. Because if you don't, that's a very individual thing. And I don't advocate. I don't advocate divorce. I don't advocate separating. I advocate for each and every person to take it on their own and make that decision. Like I said, when it comes to infidelity or hurt, it's a wound. And if the betrayer doesn't clean out that wound and you don't feel settled, then you need to make the move out. But you don't need to. There's no reason. And one of the first things, you know, I have to say to you, Drex, is you shouldn't move too fast. You should sit for a while and really figure out what you want. It's best to respond than to react.
And at that point, we'll take a break. If you have been either side, you've been the target or the person who's, you know, looking for the perks of infidelity, we'll take your calls. Area code 415-808-8810. 808-0810 is the number, and we are speaking with Barb Boschetto.
Ooh.
She is my guest, yes. 808-0810 is the number of the Drex Radio Show on KGO. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay, and on your KGO app. Download it today in the App Store for your tablet or your smartphone. Bob Boschetto, yes, is my guest, and we're having fun, and we're talking about, we were just talking about the perks of infidelity, and you kind of took it a twisted way.
You know, my dark side.
I suppose so. All right, Barb. Let's go to the phone here. Susan in Oakland, you're on KGO. Susan?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Okay. So I have a question. I've been wondering about this. I had a longtime boyfriend. Things happened, and he ended up being unfaithful. We separated for like 16 years. He came back. And so I'm wondering about the love, you know, because I feel I love him, but it's just not that same type of spark, so to speak. And so I'm wondering, is that unusual? Because I enjoy being with him. I think we're eventually going to get married. So I guess I'm wondering more about feeling-wise.
So after 16 years, okay, yeah, you got to turn your radio down. So
that's okay. First of all, do you still trust him?
Yes, absolutely. We talked about it, everything.
Okay,
you know, we both had an understanding what went on. Okay. But I still made him apologize. I still made him apologize after all those years.
Okay, so you say the spark's not there. is it possibly you're connecting with him because it feels so familiar and so right, but there's no spark?
I don't know if I would describe it as that. It could be, but I know I love him. I enjoy being with him all the time. We're good companions. We still have the same, as far as enjoyment that we had before then, before years ago, we still enjoy being with each other. If he'd asked me to marry him today, I would, without regret. I enjoy waking up with him all the time. But it's just interesting that kind of, I don't know, I guess I would say that in love feeling, you know, it's not the same.
Okay. Do you enjoy having sex with him?
Yes.
Oh, is there a spark there?
I don't know. It's different. I just feel I do love him. It just, you know, some people say I love you, but I'm not in love. I don't know. I don't even feel comfortable saying that. It's just that it's just not how it was with all the butterflies and everything.
Well, you're older. It's 16 years later.
Yeah, 16 years later. Okay, now tell me, when you just think about it and you're describing it right now, but in your heart, what do you feel? There seems to be some sort of resistance.
When you say resistance, what do you mean?
I mean, what you're describing is somebody that's a little older, that understands love, that pretty much...
We're both older. We're both over 50. Yeah, we're both over 50.
Yeah, and it's not going to be giddy and crazy like you were young, and you're a little bit more settled. But for some reason, there's a resistance with you. So we've got to get to where that is. There's something holding you back that is not letting you fully just flow with it.
I don't know. I know, like I said, I'm sure if you asked me today, I would marry him. I love him. I guess it bothered me because I felt so in love with him years ago. And I don't know if it's because of the separation of the years or what happened with the infidelity, because it was a very hurtful infidelity.
Of course, you know? It would be. And that would be there. But if you're honestly saying, and if your heart is telling you that you were completely over that infidelity, that it's completely wiped out of you, then, okay, you're, because there seems to be some sort of resistance there, with knowing that you're questioning it. It just could be that you just need to hear out loud that you are subtle, you are calm, you're in a different space. You were in 50. It's not going to be the same. And you can't compare.
Know, that's what I wanted to ask you. You know how some people, they seem to have that spark and that chemistry and the romance for their whole lifetime, and then I heard people say, well, it calms down. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't go through that transition with him because we were separated for so long. And so at first when he came back, I wonder, I was like, my goodness, am I still in love with him? Because I don't have this butterflies in the stomach, you know, it's just all is just in love feeling.
Well, that's why I asked you if it just felt familiar, and that's why you're flowing with it. You were just falling right into it because it felt familiar. It felt safe. It felt okay to do what you're doing, and that maybe you were just going into the relationship because of comfort, and it's filling that void for you.
Couldn't be. I never thought of it. You know, I couldn't put a finger on it. Didn't know what to, you know, I just didn't, could have put a meaning to it.
Yeah.
So is that bad if it's that? I want to be with him. You know, I love him.
No.
I want to be with him.
As long as you don't lose yourself, can I ask you something? Who are you?
We both have our own individuality. I'm pursuing career change. He's off doing what he's does. So we do a lot of things together, but we definitely recognize each other's individuality.
Okay,
I'm very.
Who are you? I you're probably a mother, and you recognize these things.
Oh,
but
I'm a woman.
No, you're telling me about him. Are you? Can you say I am beautiful? Can you say I am strong?
Oh,
I am worthy.
Yes, all of that independent woman. I've got my own mind. Think my own way.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't back off.
Yeah, I think you're seeking validation on this, and you're seeking it from someone outside that can see it from a different angle. And I think
because I don't understand.
I think you're totally fine. No, you're actually it's an age based process. If you're in your 50s, you're settled. It's a whole different vibe, and you can't expect what you had yesterday. And you can't compare that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you cannot compare that. You start comparing it, you're going to lose a great relationship that you feel compatible and comfortable in. And come on, comfort's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right. It is very good. It's just that, I know, it's like I said, it bothered me.
Well, there's your affirmation, Susan. So now you know. Move forward. Go for it.
Yay! Touchdown.
Love it. Yes. 808-0810. That was a wonderful call. And you really hit something with the signs that you might have lost yourself. She's like, you tell me. Was she trying to recreate what was happening in her 30s in her head?
She was trying to recreate what was happening in her 30s, and she was trying to capture that. But this was also with somebody that she's very, very familiar with. And that felt good, right, and true for her. The relationship felt good, right, and true for her. But what she was really doing was looking for that crazy spark. That's the spark burns out, man.
Right.
The flames, that's gone. Yes. But she's in a low burning flame, and we all want that. She's going to simmer for a really long time holding on to that.
That's good stuff. I mean, I really think so. Okay, 808-0810 is the number. And I just think that, I just love that, because how many times do we go back? But I think what made her Susan so unique is she went back 16 years later.
16 years later.
Yeah.
And people are constantly changing relationships because they're looking for that flame, that fire, that excitement. And you know what? And that's what happens with a lot of these chronic infidelities cases. They get married, which they want to be married. They just don't want the marriage, but they want that spark of new. So they're continuing having relationships with other people. Okay.
Trying to light a fire that's not
trying
gonna,
to light a fire that's just not going to ever happen. That blows out real quick. Well, she's already gone past that. She's in the low burning flame, and it's a pretty great place to be.
Wonderful. Barb Boschetto is my guest. Barb Boschetto is also a consultant, and she's a relationship consultant and speaker and author of Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Never judge someone because they sin differently than you. That's a good one. I love it. We'll be back. We'll talk about, I love that, signs that you've lost yourself. And we're talking about enabling also. All of these things relationship-wise, if they ring a bell, give us a call on the Drex Radio Show at 808-0810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Now, back to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
Talk to me.
We're talking about relationships, and specifically yours, if you'd like to. Barb Boschetto is my guest, and she's a relationship consultant. So enabling, signs that you've lost yourself, I mean, finding yourself in everyone you meet. I can tell you anything that's going on relationship-wise, she has an answer for you. And let me see here. Valerie, help me out here. Where shall we go?
Oh, let's go line one.
Okay. Good evening, and your first name, please?
Hello?
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't have her first name.
You didn't write it down.
Hi. I don't know what your first name is, but let's talk to you.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm having a problem.
Okay.
It's like going to be my 25th anniversary this week, but my husband and I have not been getting along or even hardly talking for the last year. I had serious surgery a couple years ago, brain surgery. And I can't get over the fact that 3 weeks after my brain surgery, he left on a fishing trip. I don't know why I'm justified in feeling this way. I was very hurt. I felt like he left me in sickness and in health. He broke that vow. And I just can't get over it. We've gone to marriage therapy. It hasn't helped. He feels justified in what he did. And I feel like he's not sorry that he did it, even though he says so. And is it normal for me to feel this way? I want it to work, but I'm just having a hard time with it.
Okay. First of all, you should always follow your first instincts and follow your heart and never blame the fact that you had a surgery. And those are the times that the ones that love you most will be there for you. And what one of the things that's really important to understand is that whatever we want, people will make time for. Whatever's the most important for someone, they'll make time for it. So I'm going to validate what you have said to us, and you have a right to feel wronged and hurt. Now, where this can change is, where is there any part of that at any time that you've felt that same way over again in the last 2 years?
I felt, yes. I keep going back to feeling hurt, and I just can't get over the fact that he left me in my time of need.
Yes.
I mean, I was a penis. I was barely able to, you know, I couldn't take care of my kids because I couldn't drive.
Yeah.
I couldn't, you just, all those things that I felt so alone.
And you're validated for that. So let's go forward from here, because there's going to you have two options, and I don't know where you are, and this is pretty heavy. So you have a choice here. You do have to start following your heart, and you have to let that guide you, and you have to get to a point where if you're still upset with him over that one incident and you haven't moved forward, then it may be something that you need to address. If he came back from that fishing trip and he's been amazing ever since, and he's done everything that's ever needed to be present for you, on top of it, looking at you, seeing you, you feel seen and heard, then you do need to forgive that one incident and move on. Now, since that one incident, if there's been no movement forward, there's any movement forward when I say that you feel validated, you feel loved, you feel that he's in it 100% every since that time, then you can move forward from that. Now, if those things are not taking place, then you need to dig deep down inside and ask yourself some real questions. And the real questions will be this. Do you feel seen and heard? Do you feel that you are a unit together moving forward? Do you feel that he is taking the time to make you a priority? Okay? And those are real questions, because you've just gone 25 years. Do you really want to go 25 years in whatever state this relationship is right now? And the choice is now to make the decision.
Okay. It's such a hard decision to make. I just feel like he proved to me that my most, you know, the time I needed him most, he wasn't there.
He abandoned
it's
you.
So hard.
Yeah. You feel abandonment. And like I said, if he would have came back and he would have filled that wound, took care of that wound needed to be healed, it would have been a different circumstance, and you still hold on to that feeling because the wound isn't healed.
Yeah, you're so right.
All right, thank you very much, and I hope that helps you. God bless you. All right. That's tough.
It is tough, and it's tough when you have to make those decisions, but it comes down to, once again, that she has to ask herself, who is she? If she answers those questions that I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm an aunt, then she doesn't know who she is. What she needs to do is ask herself that again, and if she can say that I am whole, I am worthy, I am intelligent, I am funny, then she knows who she is, you know, and then she can move forward. The other thing is to ask, what does she want? If she cannot say what she wants, she's lost herself. The healthy people, when you say, what do you want? Well, I want to continue my career for 5 more years, and I want to expand my family, and I want to move, you know, just they have a vision. People who don't know who they are, they'll tell you, well, I don't want a divorce, and I don't want to go to vacation this summer, and I don't want my kids to. It all starts with I don't. So when you know who you are, you know what you want.
Not the I don'ts.
Not the I don'ts.
Okay, Barb Buschetto is my guest, and if you're feeling as though you have been abandoned or hurt or have some questions about your relationship, how are you feeling? And what are your thoughts? 808-0810 is the number. So you find yourself in everyone you meet. How does that work?
Don't you love that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do I have permission to use you? I'll use
please.
You. Okay, so here it is. Everybody you meet, you either attract or don't like them according to who they are. And it's very interesting because if you can really embody this, you'll stop judging people because you'll realize you are in everybody that you come across. So for you and I, right away, what I liked is that you find humor in your mistakes and you have a lightness about you and you're just fun to talk to. Well, I kind of think that about myself. I'm kind of that way, so I kind of like you that way.
Right.
Now, here's the undertone, and I don't know if this is true, but I kind of get this vibe from you that you're sociable, but you like your alone time. You really value your alone time.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
On the nose.
Yeah, you value that, and it doesn't mean that it's reclusing, but it's also reclusing in a kind way, and it's okay because you value your space too, right?
I do. I'm in the doghouse, I feel, just because I did it this weekend.
Oh, you should always do it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I can't speak for anybody else. Yeah. So, this is the way therapy works. Yeah. You only speak for yourself. Yeah. So I'll only speak for myself.
For yourself. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't do anything this weekend. And I was thinking about it last night. And here's the kicker. I didn't go walk the dog with her at night. And I thought, wow, I really blew that.
Cha-ching. Well, you really should read Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Then you won't be that guy. Did you see my quote marks? That guy. I've gotten letters from men that saying that. I don't want to be that guy.
I just wasn't feeling well or it. But I'll tell you what I felt is incredible guilt last night.
Oh,
because I love her. So I just felt bad about it.
Yeah, you should always be true to yourself, and the guilt could be coming in because you knew you actually could do it. But and the thing of it is she can't lose herself in you either, and she's got to continue to do what she needs to do and do it happily. And if she is upset with you, she needs to articulate it with you and then move on from it.
Thank you. I can't wait to get home. On that note, we've got more calls. 808-0810. Stay there. Bob Buschetto is my guest, and she's consulting as a relationship person for sure. And we'll take your calls if you're there. Hang on. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up on KGO 810. But with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Drex on KGO 810.
And she is a relationship consultant and speaker, author, and she is the author of Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Never judge someone because they sin differently than you. How do you feel about that? How are you feeling tonight about your relationship? 808-0810 is the number. Outside, as the sun sets, we'll be broadcasting live to the entire United States. And you can call us at area code 415-808-0810. 415 for San Francisco. Okay, let's talk about hot wives. A guy called, and this is great.
It.
Because, I mean, your book, never, Hookers, Whores, and Housewives. Yes. So hot wives. And he wouldn't be specific because he didn't want to go on the air.
That means the
hot wife or the non-hot wife might be listening.
I wonder if he means MILFs. I can't say what it means,
well,
right?
Well, everybody knows what MILFs is. MILFs, yeah. Everybody knows that. What
it is. Yeah. Okay. Do they know that? What it is?
Okay. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
All the kids.
Well, the teenager girls are saying DILFs now, and I said, yes! I'm glad you're saying DILFs, I guess. Hot wives. Ooh, I don't know where to go there, because that's a
very loaded term. What does that mean?
It's a loaded term. There's a lot you can, it's arm candy. There's all that stuff that you can say, and then there's this, I just thought of something. I did write an article that I pulled from the book, and it was about the expectations of an older wife to stay hot and how uncomfortable and horrible it is because actually some of these women get lost in themselves and start wearing too tight of clothes, too high of shoes, hair crazy, and they lose who they are. And I actually threw that article out, or that chapter out. But it is true. When you go into Hot Wives, there's so many aspects of it, and there's so many different personalities and reasons that might be happening. Say maybe there was infidelity early, and they want to perk it up, and and they want to make sure their man's not looking anywhere.
If they were the other woman at the start, maybe.
Yeah, and or if they were the other women. Those poor other women, that's so uncomfortable. I honestly have to, I guess I maybe have some sympathy for them. They dress... it's when they dress provocative, and it's just uncomfortable.
Well, sure. When you say housewives, I mean, everybody thinks housewives.
Oh, they do.
You know, Orange County or...
Orange County, there you go.
Marin County, they should have one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure it's on its way. But nonetheless, I mean, I think that's what with when men say housewives, they see women, they're... women watching housewives.
Yeah.
Maybe housewives want to emulate that. Maybe husbands who don't watch will walk in the room and say, well, why don't you look like that?
Yeah. Well, I read this funny post today. It was something about Madonna's boyfriend's 24 and J-Lo's boyfriend is God knows what and Casper, what or whatever. Yeah. And it says, if you're in your 20s, don't worry, yours is still a sperm. and I was laughing at it, but then all at the same time, I thought, well, how sad is that? Because if an older man is with a lot younger woman, you don't go, oh, my God.
They get a pass.
That's horrible. They get a pass. It's okay. Daddy issues. I did. That was another. That's going to be in the next book, too. It's called Saggy Balls and Chloe Bags. I'm writing that article. That one's coming in the next book.
Husbands. Maybe we should be discussing that. Let's go to Elaine in Vallejo. Elaine, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show with Barb Buschetto.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Bet.
No problem.
I feel like you guys are talking about me.
Well, that's good radio.
The hot wives part is that what it is?
Well, I'm not a wife. I'm a girlfriend, but I'm 56, and I'm dating somebody that's 70. And he for the longest time he told me he was 63, but I found out he's 70. We have this thing where I feel like he's constantly trying to make me act like I'm 25. I'm not. I'm 56. I'm comfortable with that. And it's starting to make me uncomfortable in the relationship. He's always wanting me to wear clothes that I think are inappropriate for my age. And he talks about my look so much that I'm feeling, this isn't satisfying anymore for me, because it's feeling like I can't fulfill whatever this is that he wants.
Yes, and it goes back to, and I'm not sure if I said it on air or not, it goes back to if it's good, right, or true for you, and you've got to be comfortable. It's not about dressing dowdy. It's about being comfortable for you, and he's turning you, he wants to turn you into something that you actually are not. Now, one of the things when we were talking about the older versus younger, one of the things, you hear about... gold diggers and things like that. People talk about that.
Yeah.
And one of the things you have to be very careful, and I'd be interested if he does this for you, did he go, when you started dating, did he start buying you really nice things and taking you to really nice places you'd never been? And I'm not saying you're a gold digger, because I'll get to a point.
No.
I want to get to the point.
No. Actually, no, he doesn't do that kind of thing. And I'm definitely not I'm not a dowdy type. Definitely
okay,
not.
Okay, good. I could explain that other part later, but that's another trapping.
That's a warning sign.
Yeah, that's a huge, that's not just a red flag. That's the pole falling on you. that's definitely it. But no, you should not. You should definitely not, because he's slowly trying to make you into something that you're not. And the one thing he probably valued about you when you first came into the relationship, that you were your own woman with your own decisions, with your own mind. And then the more you seep into it, once you start losing yourself, sorry, girlfriend, when that goes away, so will you. Yeah. You're out the door. Yeah. So stick.
Once I started expressing that I want to be more into a more committed relationship, and the more I say that, I notice the more he wants, suggest things and suggest this suggest that.
Well, just make him a new pot of soup and start all over.
I'm curious, Elaine. I'm curious. Did you ever bust him on his age thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Okay.
Because I met his daughter, and we were sitting there talking, and she said, "Oh, big birthday coming up, 70, huh?"
Yeah.
Oh.
People got really quiet. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah.
Well, Justin, you know, ride the wave, enjoy it as much as you want to and you feel comfortable. I do have to say, though, while you're in a relationship that is not fulfilling to you, you're wasting energy on, there's somebody out there vibing to you. There's somebody that's totally getting your energy and vibing, but while you're in something that's not quite right for you, that energy will never pull to you.
You're right. You're right about that. Thank you. You're right.
God bless you, girl. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Oh, I love that call. I love that.
Now, that was really fun. And, you know, you get that, too. And I love the fact that she was so secure and that she saw him actually starting to mold her. I mean,
wouldn't we like to see the video of he's got the big one coming up here, 70.
I love it.
Yeah.
She sounds like she has a great sense of humor, right, and she just rolls with it. But very, very secure woman. That's a healthy woman. So that's amazing to hear.
Good head on her shoulders, too.
Good head on her shoulders.
New guys coming around the corner. You just wait.
You know. Yeah, the energy's there.
Well, or just don't let him beat him at his own game, you know. Hey, yeah. I'm 56. I'm not going to dress like I'm 26.
Yeah.
Hey, sounds like he may have some aging issues. And
or the hot housewives thing.
Yeah, the hot housewives things. Well, you can always play that behind closed doors.
Yes, you can. Barb Buschetto is my guest. And anything relationships, how are you feeling about yours? Is something not feeling particularly correct? 808-0810 is the number. And we'll continue with Barb right after the top of the hour on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.